This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's the final hour on this Meat Friday, and it's a Meat Friday that is served up to honor the great Todd Fritz. Celebrated his birthday earlier this week, and we decided to go all in for Todd Fritz. Chinese barbecue pork, beef and broccoli, General Tso's chicken, beef lo mein, pork, fried rice, and Mountain Dew cake. Who has it better than Todd does?
Nobody.
That is just a lot of stuff going on there.
Did go out and look at the Mountain Dew cake.
It's a little frightening.
It is very. You know what's more frightening?
The fact that I'm going to eat it?
No. The fact that you have your SoulCycle shorts on and you have no underwear on.
That's true.
Yes. And we had a Basic Instinct, a Sharon Stone moment
that
there
was an accident.
On the couch.
I thought I didn't mean to overshare.
Okay, why are you wearing SoulCycle shorts? Because you don't even use SoulCycle.
That's a good point. And it's like 57 degrees outside, and why would you wear shorts and a short sleeve shirt? Because it's Friday the 13th, so I picked a scary movie shirt, and there's a skeleton logo on the shorts, and I just decided to go all in on Friday the 13th stuff. Which I could have saved for Halloween, I guess.
That was at the Super Bowl in Houston, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Is that 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
That was quite a workout.
Yeah, we did. We did a SoulCycle class. Everybody got on the bike there. I didn't know. Oh, you didn't have shorts. That's why they gave you shorts.
They did give me a pair of shorts.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was a terrible day.
Why?
Because they beat our ass and my knee exploded and I couldn't walk for the rest of the week.
Oh, I didn't know that, or I forgot about that.
Yeah, why would you remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Four dudes who had never ridden an exercise bike, or at least since 20 years.
And it was like 45 minutes, and they try to be encouraging, but after about 5 to 8 minutes, and their butt hurts.
It's great.
Come on, you got this. You guys got it. 17 more and 16 more. Let's go.
They didn't say it like that.
I was bookended with two women who were in phenomenal shape
that
were... I mean, I think that was, for some of them, that was at least their second class that day, maybe their third, and they were doing way better.
There are people who are addicted to that. I was probably one of those for a while, and then I would show up on Saturday morning, and I would see Mike Greenberg in my class, or I might have been in his class, but I just remember we went our separate ways. As soon as you walk in, you just pick out a bike. And then I'd go to the one side of the room and he'd go to the other. Because I didn't want to be next to him because then it would be a challenge and then it just wouldn't work out.
Did he say, good morning?
To Dak Prescott on a SoulCycle.
he did say, come on, get up. And then you'd get up on your bike.
Well, you burn at least 1,000 calories.
But yeah, I did SoulCycle for a while there.
You quit? You gave it up, or just occasionally?
I got to the point where there wasn't anything left to prove. I mean, I basically was
dominated the Stanford.
Yeah, and I was probably twice the age of everybody in there. So I just thought, you know what? Maybe the old guy in the back needs to leave. So I did. Great workout, though.
And you really let yourself go, too. Since, I didn't want to shame you.
I know. That's okay. While you shame me.
There's nothing wrong with soul walking. Just go for a nice soul walk. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you got to cut your losses and go, you know what? It's probably best to just
why
go for a walk.
Why don't you cut your losses? Yeah. And put some underwear on.
I should.
Saturday night, the USC Trojans, Caleb Williams headed to South Bend to take on Sam Hartman and Notre Dame. Primetime. Primetime Saturday night on NBC and Peacock. The final hour is going to give us what as far as a poll question goes, Seton?
Let me update you, Dan, on some other ones.
Okay.
How superstitious are you? 68% of the audience are slightly superstitious. I would put myself in that category. I'm slightly superstitious.
Okay. Oh, so just slightly.
Yeah. I'm not extremely superstitious, but I'm slightly superstitious.
Do you do the sign of the cross when you go by a church, when you drive by a church?
No, I'm superstitious, not religious.
Well, you could be superstitiously religious or just superstitious. Yeah. Like you get into a rhythm, a pattern of, oh, I got to do that. I just went by a church. And then when you don't do it, you know, then do you back, you know, drive back and then do it again? You know, crazy things like that. Do you walk careful of the cracks and sidewalks, all those things?
No, I don't do any of that stuff. I guess I'm not quite that level of superstition.
Okay, then what is your habit or superstition?
I'll do things like stupid things, like when you're watching the game. Maybe it doesn't fall under the category of being superstitious, but like if I'm in the kitchen and something good happens, I'll probably stay in the kitchen until it goes bad.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, now I understand people will stand in a certain area if something good happens and they don't want to leave.
If I got this hat on and I'm watching the game or something and then it starts going wrong, I take the hat off, and then it starts going right, I'll keep the hat off.
Anybody else superstitious since it's Friday the 13th? Yes, Todd.
I do a lot of those similar things, too. If I walk away and Denver starts playing well.
But that's not possible. That doesn't happen.
On the rare occasion that they get a first down or kick a field goal or something, and it's because I stopped watching or I walked away.
So this is sports superstition.
Yeah, for me, it's mainly sports-related superstitions.
Yeah. Mine's probably life superstition. What about you, Marv?
No, I don't care. Not about any like superstitions. Yeah. I don't have any. Yeah. Like, I'm really not caring about stuff. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie?
A little bit with the sports thing, but not too much. I like to say I'm not superstitious, but I remember there was a couple months ago, there was a ladder in the hallway, and I walked around it.
I won't walk under a ladder.
It's like you're tempting fate. Like I don't think I'm superstitious moment to moment in life, but this ladder, I could have easily walked under it, and it was actually harder to go around it, and I chose to go around it. I'm like, why would I do that? Because I'm not superstitious. So I am.
I was with my son, and he had his daughter there, and then I was going to pass his daughter over the table, but you don't pass a baby over a table.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. Well, I heard it loud and clear. You don't pass the baby over the table. I'm like, okay, all right.
Okay, now that you mention it, I knock on wood.
But do you knock on wood now because you just said you knock on wood?
I just did.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll throw salt over my shoulder.
Okay.
A broken mirror is a big problem. I don't kill spiders.
Oh. Well, we have a mirror out in the garage that's on the floor.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can throw it away because I don't want it to crack, because then there's bad luck with that. Yes, Todd.
I flicked a ladybug off of me once when I was a kid, and I told my neurotic mother about it, and she was sure something horrible was going to happen to me. There's something about ladybugs and maybe praying mantises, too. There's certain bugs or animals you're not supposed to screw with.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, ladybugs.
By the way, it's hype songs. So we have, mine? And is that it?
That's it.
It's just my hype song in the final hour?
And then everybody's hype song in the last segment. Ever since I was a tiny boy.
I just want to bang on the drum all day.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, see, you could that could be a hype song.
I think that is. I think the Packers...
Oh, do they do that?
I think after they score a touchdown, I think.
It's a great song. All right, a couple of phone calls. By the way, the most watchable game and least watchable football game this weekend. Paulie?
Do you want me to run through and you guys grade watchability?
Yes.
All right. All right, this is an international series, Dan, so there's nothing else at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday, October 15th. Ravens at Titans. Watchability.
Mm.
It should be a tight game.
Yeah, and it'll be crooked numbers, too.
Right. 18.
Yeah, it'll be 19-16 or something.
All right. I got the 1 o'clock slate. Commanders at Falcons. Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, great guess yesterday. Not in his high school Hall of Fame yet.
Awkwardly watchable or not watchable? Vikings at Bears.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because they're so bad?
There's storylines there. I what's Kirk D. Cousins do? If they lose, what's that mean? If the Bears win, Justin Fields plays well? Sure. Yeah.
That's depends on what else is on game for
Ooh,
me.
Ooh, righty. Okay.
3-1 Seahawks at the 2-3 Bengals.
Very much so.
Okay.
Big game.
This could be tough. 49ers at Browns should be watchable. 10-point spread.
If Deshaun Watson was playing, but since he's not. But
you love Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
I do, but I don't even think he's starting in that game.
I'm hopeful.
I think didn't they bring in somebody else? I think so. But I do love DTR. All right, what else?
I'm checking your Browns depth chart. PJ Walker.
Yes, he's going to start.
USFL legend.
Yes, yes, he's going to get the start, I think.
Changes everything.
Yeah.
Rip up the rundown. Dolphins hosting the Panthers, the winless Panthers. 13.5.
No.
Not at all, right?
Yeah.
This is a toughie. Colts and Jaguars? Minshew magic?
Yeah. Well, Minshew played for Jacksonville.
Payback time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
The last on the 1 o'clock slate. This is tough. Saints at Texans.
No.
Close game. Expected 1.5 point.
Yeah. Okay.
CJ Stroud.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit. I look forward to the highlights.
You know what stinks? The Saints are above average. They're 3-2. They're playing well, but they're hard to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Patriots at Raiders. The 4 o'clock slate.
Sure.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Yes.
That is a tough one. That's almost a must-win game for the Raiders, though.
Oh, you can't lose that game.
Yeah, no. That's must-win-ish.
Yeah. Jimmy G, payback time.
Puck rule game.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outcoach his mentor, Bill Belichick.
It's got storylines, just as having a good game.
Mac Jones, offensive game plan.
All right, 4 o'clock slate. Cardinals at Rams. The 1-4 pesky Cardinals, getting 7 from your Rams, Dan.
I just want to see the receivers with the Rams. I just want to see, the Rams quietly have a good dangerous team. Got a young team. Cooper Kupp is back.
Eagles.
Puka Nacua.
The 5-0 Eagles at the 2-3 pesky Jets.
That is a weird... I'm going to say yeah. See, I think I'm saying yes to just about every game.
The Jets' defense has held every quarterback that they faced to their season low in quarterback
rating. All right. Okay.
Tidbit.
All right. I'll file that away.
File that away. That'll help. Lions at Buccaneers, Dan.
Oh.
Lions go 5-1. They should be 6-0.
Two quarterbacks with chips on their shoulder.
And then, of course, the night game. Giants at Bills.
No. Only if Danny Dimes plays.
Oof. Yuck.
Yes, Marvin.
The Giants. NBC, what happened, guys?
They
put them on twice.
I know. Well, you know, coming off playoff, you know, being in the playoffs, winning a game, Saquon, Danny Dimes, New York market. Okay, maybe not.
They need to flex earlier.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, is Dylan going to come out and give us his parlay? Todd, would you get up?
Yeah, I've been waiting.
I'd be glad to.
Yeah, Dylan is part of the podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. We taped that yesterday with Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan, the graphics guy. So Dylan will come out from back sitting next to Eric Von
Scrotum. He moves glacially.
Eric Von Scrotum. Oh, look who shaved. Dylan shaved. All right, looking good there. Do you have a court date? Is that why you shaved?
No, it's actually a funny story. So I had been rocking the mustache for a while, and it was pointed out that it was a little askew.
Hmm.
and I tried to fix it and made it more, it was like a bent paper clip. So just kind of one side kept going further out. So I just had to start from scratch.
Okay. What do you have for the audience since you are leading right now with Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble with our experts?
Yep, the panel of experts.
Yes.
So I got a same game parlay, Dan. Okay. For the London game, Ravens Titans. Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown scorer.
All right.
Derrick Henry anytime touchdown scorer and under 41 for the game.
Hmm.
It's going to be a lot of running.
Okay.
Rundon.
Oh, okay. All right. Bloop.
Yeah. I thought of that one all on my own, too.
Nailed it.
Why don't you just stay in that chair for the rest of the
That was a little Todd-like.
Yeah, but why don't you just stay there?
It's okay. We've had a lot of Todd today.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting subbed in for Todd.
Yeah.
It's nothing personal, Todd.
This is how Lou Gehrig started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fritzy's Wally Pip.
Some kind of cheesy pun. And then that's a career.
Yeah. Off to the races.
That's a career.
Yeah. Dan, there was also the tattoo bet last week, which I don't think there's been any updates on Breadman, right?
Yeah, Breadman made the bet. It was Texas-Oklahoma, and loser had to get a tattoo, and he was going to get a DP show tattoo on his neck, and you were going to get a Breadman tattoo.
Which I was actually excited for.
Yeah, I know. I said, hey, you won your bet. He goes, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. I wanted to get a Breadman tattoo.
I handcuffed myself a bit because I had the under also. So Oklahoma scored to win, and I lost my bet.
Mm. Any other wisdom that you want to impart?
No, 2-4 on the parlays, which still pretty good.
Mm.
Batting 300.
Okay.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I will throw out a...
oh, boy.
If anyone has another juicy bet that calls in, I will keep wagering a tattoo until I have to get one.
That Breadman tattoo would have been sick.
It would have been.
That would have been a great tattoo. Yeah. Meanwhile, where's Breadman?
I don't know. He disappeared.
Soft.
Back in the can, maybe.
Yeah. Well, he's driving a truck. That might be too soon to say that.
Yes.
That he did get out of prison.
We don't want that to happen.
Driving a truck.
No.
But he does listen in prison, so... He did.
That's where he discovered the show.
Yes,
right?
He did. Yeah. That, you know, when we get an incarcerated audience, we dominate. We really do.
They have three radio stations, and somehow this is one of them.
They gather around, do you think, listening to the program? Yes, Paul.
If one of us gets arrested, we're set. Like we show up in prison, we'll be celebrities. Hey.
Well, we did find out everybody on the podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, has a mugshot except for me.
Did Larry? I don't think Larry did.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. No, I don't even think we asked bad Larry. Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, Larry had to go because somebody was.
They wanted to take a picture with him?
Yeah. Actually, you want me to play that right now? You want a little snippet
All
of
right,
this?
All right, let me hear it.
All right, and then one unit's in the pros, and I got people taking my picture. Paulie, stop taking my picture. One unit, Saints minus 1.5 against.
Who is taking your picture?
We're at a golf. I'm at a golf outing for the underprivileged kids of Seagirt.
Of the underprivileged kids of the Jersey Shore?
Wow.
You could probably go for a little higher hanging fruit, Larry, or lower.
Stop taking my picture.
Yeah.
Are
you LeBron at the Boys and Girls Club of Greenwich?
Listen to me.
It's Larry's I Promise School.
Bad Larry,
don't
take my photograph. Thank you, Dylan. Good luck this weekend with your bets.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
More from Dylan on the 12:15 podcast. That'll be the backroom guys who dish on the week that was. That podcast will be available at danpatrick.com. We'll take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com. If you need tires, when you need tires. We all need tires eventually, but when you do, just remember TireRack.com. That's what Dan talks about. They have their own test track, and they push the tires to the limit. They give you all the information, so you make an informed decision. Also, the easy-to-use tire decision guide. That means you get a personalized tire recommendation. Right tires for how and when and where you drive. You'll get that in about 2 minutes. So they have the full lineup of Pirelli tires shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Also, ask about mobile tire installation. See if it's available in your area. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or at your office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, and then you'll see the Pirelli test results, special offers that they have. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Anybody got a problem with my hype song? If you do, you'll be fired. Yes, Todd?
I liked it. It's pretty good.
Have you heard of LCD Sound System before?
I've heard of the song. It's okay. Not something that's on my, I don't have it saved on my phone when I'm taking a walk around the neighborhood.
See, you have the My House, and that can be your house, you know, as far as a hype song in the stadium.
They can all yell, My House! We must protect my house!
Seton, any issues with LCD Sound System?
Not a single.
All right.
Other than they broke up too early, no.
Oh, they got back together.
Yeah. They're doing residencies now.
Yes, they are.
I don't know their backstory. Where are they from? I don't know much about them.
I think, is it Brooklyn or in Lower Manhattan?
I think Brooklyn, yeah.
And the lead singer was actually a music producer, I think, and then became the lead singer for LCD Sound System. This is called Daft Punk is playing in my house. My house. Chase Daniel, look who's becoming an analyst. I love this. Chase Daniel, I'll give you the backstory. I think it's 14 years in the NFL and a two-time Heisman Trophy candidate at Missouri. And he hosts the Chase Daniel Show. You'll find that on YouTube. How's it been? What's the reaction so far?
It's been good. You know, I'm still trying to find my way a little bit, but, you know, appearing on NFL Total Access on Fridays, and I decided, hey, like, you know, we also have a podcast with Trey Wingo called Chasing It. We just had Travis Kelce on. The episode blew up. So we just continue to keep getting guests and just trying to find my way. But this this Chase Daniel show on YouTube, it's interesting because it's just a quarterback breakdown. And I try to pick a few guys every week, maybe four or five guys, and really go in from an aspect of like what I was for 14 years. I was just in the room and it was like day after game film, the good, the bad, the ugly. I don't care. Like, I'm just going to say how it is. Like, I'm just going to break it down, and I'm actually able to telestrate it on the screen. So I'm able to circle things, draw up route concepts, explain to the average viewer what goes through quarterbacks' heads and where maybe he should have thrown the ball. A quarterback, take for instance, CJ Stroud, just broke him down. Like, the dude is playing unbelievable, but like, he missed some throws. All right. So I'm going to be able to tell you that. And it's just a way, like, football is very, very complicated and complex. So I try to break it down to the average viewer level and say, hey, here's what happened. Here's what he should have done, or he did this well. And it's taken off. I've been pretty surprised at everything that's been going on with it right now.
Well, you did the video where you called out the Cowboys defense after what Brock Purdy did. So give the audience an idea of what exactly did Brock Purdy do and what role did the Cowboys defense play?
Yeah, that was my highest grossing video. It was like 150,000 views in like 24 hours. So there's some San Francisco 49ers faithful fans that want to see it.
No. That's Cowboy fans that want to see it, too. They want to know what's wrong with their team. I would break down the Cowboys every week if I were you, Chase.
Yeah. I it's interesting because I just posted a Dak video. We can get to that later. But the way Brock was able to play on Sunday night, I mean, the thing with Brock, it's either him or the system. That's all I've heard. It's him or the system. It's him or the system. And why can't it be both, right? It's a perfect commingling of two people, Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, and going at it, because he's had other quarterbacks before, right, that haven't been able to run the system as efficient as Brock. And it's not like he's just checking it down. He's going through progressions. The game plan was excellent. You know, we always talk on offense, especially what they're doing in San Francisco. We talk about blitzing the defense. What does that mean? Shifts, motions, checks, different personnel groups, everything like that. Brock is handling it so like calm, and that's the biggest thing I've seen from him. Is
so what you're saying is the Niners are the aggressor, that they're actually blitzing the defense there, and Brock is aggressive. He's not like Jimmy G. He's aggressive downfield.
Yeah, I was actually surprised at how much they're taking shots downfield. It's not these old like screens. Of course they have it, like, but you know, you're only as good as the 10 other players around you. And I'm telling you right now, this San Francisco 49ers offense is the best in the league, and it's not even close. The way they're able to handle different times within the game, different looks that Dallas's defense was giving them, and just the play calling genius. Obviously, everyone knows about Kyle Shanahan, but you got CMC. And honestly, when I've broke down Brock a couple times on my show, I've been really impressed with Brandon Ayuk. Like, the dude has taken his game to a completely different level. Everyone knows about Kittle. Everyone knows about CMC, Debo, okay? But Brandon Ayuk, I'm telling you right now, like, he looks to me like a thinner, faster Mike Williams even. And I keep breaking him down. I'm just like, man, like, the way he's running, like, he looks 4.4 speed, 4.3 speed. He's got fresh legs. It's really impressive. And honestly, like, all those weapons at the end of the day are going to end up helping Brock.
Is it fair to start looking at Sean Payton the way we do Bill Belichick? And that is Belichick without Tom Brady and Sean Payton without Drew Brees. What kind of coaches are they?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think he inherited a pretty tough situation there. Like, I'm a big Sean Payton fan, but at the end of the day, like, you got to win, right? And the offense just looks so like stuck in a rut. And I don't know if it's Russell, because honestly, like, Russell has played well like three or four games out of the year, and it's really been their defense, which no one was expecting. You can't tell me that, because I played in that division for like 5 or 6 years, especially the last 2 years. Their defense, especially their pass defense, has been unbelievable, and they played really well last night. You hold the Chiefs to one touchdown and you end up losing the game. They came back late in the game. But you look at Sean Payton and what he's done. I mean, I think eventually, like, he's going to end up being like, hey, like, all right, wholesale fire sale changes, who knows what's going to happen. But I just think that he eventually will get his guys in there. And whether it's Russell Wilson in there, I don't know. I can't tell. You know, I'm not in the building, but I know a lot of those guys that are. And I just think they're trying to really find their way as an offense. And the defense isn't really helping them out very much.
But is Russ the type of quarterback Sean Payton wants?
Well, I mean, everyone's talking about it, right? Everyone's talking about, hey, is you know, Sean Payton, he needs a drop back style quarterback. Look, Russ, in my opinion, is his best out of the pocket, right? So, Russ, you have to have a really smart quarterback for that offense, because with Sean Payton's offense, I mean, I was in it for 7 years, and it is very difficult. Russ is really smart. He's a cerebral type quarterback. Can he make plays within the pocket on time and in rhythm? It's not really Russ's game. He's done it this year, and you look at the big splash plays, it's been on the outside of the pocket when plays break down, making plays with his legs.
Talking to Chase Daniel, and you could check out his YouTube channel, his show, The Chase Daniel Show on YouTube. You mentioned you broke down Dak Prescott. What did you see, good and bad?
Yeah, I broke it down, put it up last night, and it was a little slow, and I just looked, and it's Dallas fans are flocking to it, because I was just honest. I mean, I labeled it as Dak the problem, and for my opinion, just watching the game, it's not Dak. Like you watch the San Francisco 49ers game, I think that's just an anomaly, in my opinion, because the 49ers defense, all they did, and now teams might try to replace it and do the same thing. They were just playing man-to-man coverage, man. It was like, come up, press Dallas Cowboys, get home with all the receivers, get home with four rushers and Bosa and all those guys on the off. And Dak had no time to throw the ball. His three picks came late in the game. I think he only played 39 plays in that game because they were getting blown out, and they ended up putting Cooper Rush in. So for the most part, I think Dak has done a really good job this season. It wasn't great tape, honestly, when I watched the 49ers team. And I don't know if that's a Mike McCarthy problem and he's getting used to still calling plays and trying to figure out the offense, or if it's Dak. But I just, at the end of the day, when you look at it from that game, it's just like, to me, I think it's going to be an anomaly.
Yeah, but it feels like we're waiting for Dak Prescott to be somebody he's not. Like,
yeah.
Right? I mean, he's not going to be that upper echelon quarterback. At least it doesn't appear. After 8 years, are you really going to change? 7 years?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's a hard question, because you look at this league is such a game-to-game type league, right? Like, what have you done for me lately? You look at the past 3 or 4 years, Dax had really good years, but they've never been able to win the big game, especially against San Francisco. Last year's knocked him out of the playoffs. And so eventually, like, you know, Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy, if he's going to be the guy moving forward, they got to see something that says, hey, Dak, you're in the top eight, top five quarterbacks. And not only are you a game manager, you better win games with your arm when we need you to win games. And eventually, it's got to come down to that. And you got to have the players around you, which they do. They've always had the players. That's never been the question with the Dallas Cowboys. The talent has always been there. You know it. It's like, hey, can you put it together for a string of games? Can you get on some streaks? Can you win big games in the playoffs? And that is not what the Dallas Cowboys have been.
The Bears know what they have in Justin Fields, right? You know what kind of quarterback he is. Has he shown you enough? Have you broken down his tape that you would say, if I have the number one or number two overall pick, I'm going to still stay with Justin Fields?
Well, you got Caleb Williams and Drake May, right? Like that. Those are the two that are probably going to be.
But is Justin Fields a franchise quarterback?
I mean, the way he's played, so I break it. I watched every single one of their games because I'm so interested in like just what was going wrong. You take the first three games of the year, and it was a crapshoot on offense. Like they couldn't do any. It looked to me like Luke Getsy was calling plays like he had a statue back there at quarterback. I'm going to be completely honest with you. And the innovation wasn't there. They were barely moving like pre-snap motions or shift, just easy stuff. So they were just in stagnant formations. He was under center a lot. Like I watched the Chiefs game and I was thinking, what in the world? Like you have this guy is not an under center drop back play action passer. He's just not that guy. That's just not who he is. And he did. And then you go back and you look at the Broncos game and the Commanders game. And it's like he's thrown 8 touchdowns in those games, a completely different quarterback, a completely different offense. It's like, why did you wait so long? Because you look back last year, that's exactly what their offense was like until the New England game. And the New England game, Luke Getsy said, handcuffs are off, just run, man, just go. And then he started his tear through the league. And then he started again like that this year. And then the last two games, right, he's been unbelievable in the offense. The offense has changed. And that's what's really good. Like you have to put this guy, if you want him to be
your franchise quarterback, which I'm still on the fence about. I'm not sure if he can. The last two games sure is like it, but he needs to be in an offense like Luke Getsy was running. He needs to be in a Lamar Jackson type offense where, hey, it's RPO, it's quick game, it's screens, it's quarterback run, it's decision making. I think that's something that he continues to get better on. I've seen a really big difference in him from the first 3 weeks to the last 2 weeks is his processing speed has gone through the roof. It's not like where he's holding it, he's looking at one and just taking a sack, because he had the most sacks over the last 2 years when he's holding the ball 4+ seconds. Now I can't even see it. It's like 1-2 run, 1-2 run. So whatever he did or whatever change they made on offense, it's working.
Yeah, they were trying to make him into something that he's not. Also, you know, throw on first down. Like, don't make it so it's predictable on third down. And you're right. He was back there as if he was, you know, Peyton Manning, and he's not going to carve you up. I would treat him just like Carolina did Cam Newton. Go out and be Cam Newton. Don't try to be anything other than who you are. And that's who Justin Fields is. He's going to be that guy. He's not going to be consistent. He's going to have big play, you know, capabilities. But, man, they got a big decision here at the end of the year. And I don't know if he could play his way back into Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's an interesting decision because it is decision time coming up. But if he continues playing this way and they can actually put, I mean, let's be real, other than DJ Moore, they don't have many playmakers on offense. Like, you got to surround yourself with guys. And I love the Cam Newton analogy because it's me, like everyone, like it went viral. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, he just called out the coaching, right? Like when Justin Fields called out the coaching. But to me, I took it way different than anyone else. It was him finally saying, look, like the coaching is fine, okay? But maybe there's a fine line, especially in quarterback rooms, of overcoaching, right? And that's what I think was happening to Justin. Finally, just said, hey, go out, be yourself. Be yourself, show your personality, do what you do. And he's starting to flourish in it. They're not holding him back. He's just starting to roll. And so we'll see. I mean, you know, the next 10, 12 games.
Well, the only way that he could stay in Chicago is to win his way. Because if they win, then they don't get Caleb Williams or Drake May unless they trade for it. So he can prevent the Bears from getting that next quarterback. Chase, it's great to talk to you. Love to have you back on. Promote your YouTube channel, the Chase Daniel Show. And congrats on the success.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Chase Daniel, one of the greatest preseason quarterbacks of all time. If they have a preseason, I wonder if they ever came up with a preseason Hall of Fame. Guys who just dominated. Now, we did have quarterback stats there, but I don't know. That's usually the only way. Like, who would be my running backs? Who would be my wide receivers, my tight end? The greatest preseason players of all time. Yes, Marv?
Victor Cruz, first ballot.
Ooh. We had a little success during the regular season.
True.
You know. Oh, so you can't be too good during the regular season.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. If you're too good in the regular season, then it's not an anomaly that you were good in the
preseason. I'll take it back then. He scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl and had a Pro Bowl. Nope.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, you'll be able to, we'll take you out to the Traeger hood. And I'm watching now as they're taking the feast off of the Traegers. We'll come back. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store for Monday after this. It's something that will change your life. That's not often when you say that about a product. Sleep Number will change your life. Right now, the lowest prices ever, the all-new Queen Sleep Number C2 Smart Bed, only $880, plus special financing for a limited time at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. You're going to get better quality sleep. You'll stay asleep longer and deeper. You have firmness on each side of the bed, so there's no referee needed. You choose how firm you want that side to be. Also, adjustable firmness to new temperature benefits. Sleep Number smart beds keep you sleeping just right. Sleep Number setting is 75. Ask about how you get your Sleep Number. Ask about Sleep IQ technology. They have everything that you need to make sure you're going to get to sleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling great. Because every great day starts the night before. Sleepnumber.com/Patrick. The official Crucial Catch partner of the NFL. Subject to credit approval. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Now, this is a hype song. You play this, everybody's going to be on their feet. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drums all day. Here we go.
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
Last call for phone calls. What is the lead story on Monday? Anybody have a suggestion?
With a lead.
The lead story on Monday will be like a universal lead story, not a LeBron said something. Let's lead with that. Well, the Cowboys will be playing Monday night, so that might be the lead story that the Cowboys are playing Chargers Monday night. Todd, what about you?
Thinking about something along the lines of South Bender, that USC is going to really stick it to Notre Dame at South Bend by like at least 17 points or something.
Okay. So you're coming up with the headline as not just you.
South Bender.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Seton?
I only think that game would be a headline as if Notre Dame wins.
Yeah, but they're favored.
Yeah, Notre Dame is favored over USC.
I think by 3.
But that's weird because Notre Dame's done this year. They're out.
Yeah, but they're at home. They're a good team. They run the football.
Yeah, but it's still, even if they're favored, they're still, to me, it's not even close that USC losing is a bigger story than Notre Dame losing.
It's now USC getting 2.5. I think it started out as 3. Paulie, what is the lead story Monday?
That it actually could lead. The New York Jets beat the Eagles. Yeah. Eagles defensive backs, the defense of the Jets, pretty good.
Yeah, well, Zach Wilson can carve them up.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Okay, that would probably
be saucy.
That'd be a big story. What if the Giants beat the Bills in Buffalo?
Holy cow!
Okay,
that'd be gigantic.
That would, I don't think there's anything else football. I mean, Oregon-Washington is a really big game, but that's not going to lead. Yeah. I mean, you're going to need a real surprise there.
Like UMass taking down Penn State?
If that would, yes.
They're getting 41 and a half,
Dan. Oh, it's 41. I thought it was 42 and a half.
I'll get down on that one.
Okay. All right.
Maybe it'll be something Heisman related. Somebody's going to have a breakout Heisman performance.
Well, Penix against Oregon, Caleb Williams against Notre Dame. Mm,
there could be
Drake Heisman May moment. Against Miami, but that's not as much. So, yeah, I would say this could be really big for Penix and Caleb Williams this weekend. Final results of the poll question. Seton O'Connor.
Let me go back to the one from earlier in the show, Dan. Hour one, we had most wonky quarterback situation. Broncos, Browns, Bears, Cardinals, Giants, Vikings.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my is right. 44% right now, the Broncos, followed by 20% of the Browns, Cardinals, Giants. Bears and Vikings really not getting any love.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You want the other one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Might as well, right?
By the way, that food, pretty good. Fritzy's birthday meal, pretty good.
Fantastic job by Tyler.
How superstitious are you? 67% of the audience, slightly. There's a 7.7% of the audience is extremely superstitious.
Mm, okay. Yeah, it is Friday the 13th.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other poll questions?
Yeah, it could be 66.6% superstitious.
Check his skull, the sign of the devil.
There are people right now in their cars not finding that funny.
No, they're not.
This is how he does his work.
Doug in Indiana. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
AKA Motor Tube and Chat Row. 5'11", 187. Medium-sized hands. Member of the Dead Dog Club. The Krappenberg State alumni have to have their reunion every year here in Indiana. A true place, the Uranus Fudge Factory.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Bowl.
There's the Fudge Factory in Indiana, Paulie?
I'll look
that
it up.
That is a thing. That is a thing. I was told on each of the cross-country trips, I've got a lot of messages to be like, you have to stop by this.
The Uranus Fudge Factory.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Uranus.
Yes.
Guys, it's Uranus.
And a lot of people did message us that if Krappenberg State wins this weekend, they will be bowl eligible.
Oh. Okay. Fair.
This day in sports history, Paul.
Got a couple. 1903, the Boston Red Sox defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-0 in the first modern World Series game. They won a series 5-3. That was a best of nine back then. 1951, Atlanta, Georgia, a football with a rubber covering was used for the first time. Georgia Tech beat LSU. The first game of the ABA, the American Basketball Association, 1967. Dan, I don't remember that at all. Pat Boone, owner of the Oakland Oaks, sang the national anthem.
I think Rick Barry played for the Oakland Oaks.
Oakland Oaks.
The Anaheim Amigos.
I miss those guys.
Yes.
The first World Series night game was telecast on NBC in 1971. Baltimore defeated Pittsburgh in Game 4 at Three River Stadium.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
Dun, dun, dun. let's see. On this night in 1985, this player got injured while stretching before a baseball game. 1985... Vince Coleman got hurt. The automated tarp, it rolled over his leg. So the tarp came out and rolled over his leg. And Vince got hurt.
He's a hell of a player. Great baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. Fast. And, of course, 1960, Bill Mazeroski won the World Series, homered off Ralph Terry, giving the Pirates a one-run win over the Yankees. Game 7 of the World Series. And the Yankees haven't recovered since then.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd?
Dylan once got to enjoy croissants after being arrested for having a fake ID trying to buy liquor on Martha's Vineyard. I love that story.
Yeah, he got incarcerated and they served croissants. Seton O'Connor, what did you learn today?
Yeah, serving hard time in Martha's Vineyard comes with croissants.
Probably smoothies as well. Yeah. Marvin, what did you learn?
Chase Daniel said the Bears were overcoaching.
Yes, they were, Justin Fields. Paulie, what'd you learn?
No other show is going to have Ryan Leaf and Chase Daniel on the show.
Todd, what did I learn today?
If he was making the top pick in the NFL draft, Ryan Leaf would select Michael Penix Jr. over Caleb and Drake May.
What we learned brought to you by Kings Hawaiian, sliding into the weekend, brought to you by our partners. Kings Hawaiian wants you to have that get-together with family and friends and football. Enjoy the weekend, making every Sunday a Slider Sunday. A lot of fun this week. Keep in mind, the 12:15 podcast be available after the show. The backroom guys get to dish on everything that happened on the program. Name the 12:15 club. They don't get to eat meat Friday until 12:15. Have yourself a great weekend, a safe weekend, and thank you for allowing us to do what we get to do Monday through Friday. We'll talk to you Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.